Well, hey there, tall, dark, and spooky. I thought you were never going to come out.
Craven looked the man up and down, pausing just briefly on his outstretched right hand.
Who are you? I was expecting a Gorf.
The froggy guys? Yeah, I'm not one of them.
Craven turned away.
You should not have been let through. I do not know you. Be on your way.
Yeah, the guys on the door, they weren't going to let us in. But then they found out who I was.
This made Draven hesitate. He turned his head to look back over his shoulder.
Oh? And who are you?
The name's Cal. Cal Carver. I'm the king of planet Earth.
He jabbed a thumb back in the direction of Mech, the cyborg.
This here's my faithful manservant, Gunga.
Mech opened his mouth to say something, but Cal quickly jumped in.
He doesn't speak. Completely mute. Poor guy. Watch this.
He turned and addressed Mech directly.
I'm better than you, right?
I'm the most awesome guy you've ever met. I'm better than you in every single way.
Say absolutely nothing if you agree.
Mech's expression darkened. Cal turned back to Draven.
See? Not a word. Poor son of a bitch.
He puffed out his cheeks.
Anyway, I'm here in town for a few days on business, you know, king stuff. I heard that you run some kind of card den here, or whatever, and I thought I'd swing by and check it out.
Draven shook his head, but only once. The desire to kill had lessened a little when he'd watched the Gorf die, but every moment in this man's company was making it grow. There was something about him, his face, probably, or his demeanor. Whatever, the thought of tearing him apart made Draven's teeth hum pleasantly inside their sockets. He turned crisply on his heels until he was facing the Earthman once more.
Very well. Follow me, your majesty.
He bowed in a way that was roughly one-third respectful and two-thirds sarcastic.
Welcome to the game.